Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It is. Welcome to these Crossbreed Holster Studios with me, and I appreciate you sharing part of your day together with me. We have a lot to talk about. We always do. Gun control groups accused of swatting open carry permit holders, putting lives at risk. My good friend Rick Ector, back on top of Fox News story again this morning with a picture of him openly carrying a firearm while at a gas station. Looks like he's pumping gas in Detroit. You've heard Rick on the program many times before. I won't put words in his mouth because he's not here. We'll bring him back on the show to talk about it at some point in the future. But what this is referring to is the insanity of the haters, the gun haters, and their desperation, quite frankly. You've heard of swatting? You heard the term swatting? You know what that is? That's the very dangerous practice of falsely reporting a crime on an individual or a particular location, bringing heavily armed law enforcement response. This is a very dangerous situation because the police have no choice but to respond with the necessary force that the threat in the call dictates, and they will. Those who make the calls should feel, well, let's just say law enforcement needs to find these people and put them away. The heavy hand of justice needs to come down on people who do this heavily. Second Amendment groups, according to this article, are accusing the gun control lobby of putting law-abiding owners of firearms in danger by urging people to call the police on anyone carrying a gun in public. Well, they're not accusing them of it. They are. In fact, there's an individual by the name of Ladd Everett. Ladd Everett is a radical, radical gun hater and gun grabber. Listen to what he says about the practice. And they are urging. Now, we're talking about the practice of urging anyone to contact law enforcement if they see someone going about their daily business that has a firearm openly displayed. That means you at the grocery store as you shop for milk, mom, dad. That means you who might have two children in the back seat of your car while you're pumping gas and might happen to be lawfully, openly carrying your firearm, doing nothing more than pumping your gas when law enforcement gets a call, man or woman with a gun. Take a listen to what this man said. I don't have kind words for him. I'll just leave it at that. You can choose to put whatever adjective you want, and I won't disagree with you. In an era in which individuals are being allowed to carry loaded guns on our streets with no permit, background check, or required training, there's a couple lies in there already, it is common sense. Here we go. You see, this is hijacking of this. I can't even get through this. Let me start from the beginning. In an era in which individuals are being allowed to carry loaded guns on our streets with no permit, background check, or required training, it is common sense for concerned citizens to call 911 when they see an armed individual whose intentions are unclear. The Ladd Everett is the director of communications for the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, by the way. He continues, "These open carry laws guarantee that we, and law enforcement, will have no idea about the criminal and or mental health background of these individuals until they actually commit a crime. And by then, it could be far too late. We have full confidence in our men and women in blue to assess these situations." He goes on, "Gun toters who are truly," listen to the arrogance in this following statement. "Gun toters who are truly law-abiding and mentally competent have nothing whatsoever to worry about. Their conversations with law enforcement will be brief and professional." Who the hell does this guy think he is? As for those who are dangerous and have something to hide, which would not withstand the scrutiny of a background check or permitting process, I thought there were no background checks. I can't. It's hard to even get through this. They should expect to face some tough questions as a result of these 911 calls, and that makes us all safer. Well, you know, lad, I'm glad you took it upon yourself to be America's soul protector. Insert whatever adjective you want. I don't have time in the segment to waste calling him what he is. We'll just leave that at that. But what this does is shows the complete and total desperation of the gun control jihadis, that they would have to resort to this. Now, first of all, common sense. Here's the hijacking of the language again. It's common sense to call law enforcement, according to Ladd Everett and his organization, on you while you pump gas, because apparently pumping gas with your firearm in Detroit, it's common sense, according to Ladd Everett, that your intentions are unclear. I guess they can't tell you're pumping gas harmlessly and wasting the time in a city like Detroit by contacting law enforcement on you law-abiding citizens. This man clearly defines the arrogance and elitism of the progressive, liberal, left, gun control freak jihadi. This man's not concerned about crime. He doesn't want to control crime. He wants to control you. Well, fortunately, this will probably wind up in a couple of lawsuits. Here's the thing. Because it appeared in Fox News, and it may have appeared elsewhere, I happen to see it on Fox this morning. Yeah, it's getting some attention, and I wanted to bring it to your attention also. I don't believe this is going to be an epidemic. I think you may have a few cases of this, maybe a couple, three or four, that make the news before law enforcement themselves shut this down. But anyway, this just shows you the mentality of who we're dealing with in the gun control freak zone of the left. Let's go to a few emails. I love the engagement. You know, the email, I was talking about the Chuck E. Cheese a couple weeks back. You know, maybe we need to change gears. Maybe we need to switch into another gear to put an end to gun-free zones. And I refer back to Chuck E. Cheese refusing service in Kentucky to the law enforcement officer in uniform, by the way, because that law enforcement officer was, of course, carrying a gun. That's what law enforcement officers do. That's how they enforce the law. It's easier to enforce the law with a firearm than it is to yell stop. Well, apparently Chuck E. Cheese didn't get the message because they still have a no gun. It's a gun-free zone. All of their stores are very well known to be unfriendly to you as law-abiding citizens. And, you know, they just don't like guns. Even cops who aren't in uniform, they don't want carrying guns in their stores. They don't get it. But I said, maybe we should change. Maybe we should let them feel the pain. Let's show up there on a given date and time en masse and let them know that thousands of armed citizens will frequent their store today and spend some money there and remind them what they're missing. The email's coming in running 100%, shockingly 100% in favor of that. Mark, love the idea of showing gun-free establishments what they're missing. Please let me know any way I can help. Keep me updated should it become a movement. Thanks for all you do for the gun community. Derek Devaney in Maine. Derek, thanks for that email. Appreciate it. Maybe it's time for a change in plans. This is from Jim Sindler. He says, hi, Mark. Just read your article in the USCCA Concealed Carry Report where I talked about the same subject. I think it's a fantastic idea. I'm in South Carolina. State law requires that any business that wants to be a gun-free area post a sign that follows state laws to size, color, placement. Instructor, a SWAT team, his concealed carry instructor was a SWAT team member, told us that unless those rules are strictly followed, we have no obligation to obey those wishes. since there seems to be quite a few that don't follow the rules, I think it would be a great idea to visit those establishments en masse. Keep up the great work. We appreciate it, fellow patriot and responsibly armed American. Jim, the email's pouring in favor of that. And the email of the day today came in. I'm going to have to read it after the break, but I'll leave it with this one. This was the Osseo Gun Club event. Hi, Mark. Just wanted to drop you a quick message. I attended the event this afternoon but didn't arrive till 6, and right away jumped on the tactical lane for 50 rounds. Got to love that. Very, very fun. And then another box in the traditional lanes, and all of a sudden it was 7 p.m. and I missed the opportunity to meet you. Have to wait till next year. Had a great time burning up ammo, though. Have a great evening and catch you on the radio. That was Jeff. He's also a USCCA member. Jeff, thank you, man. I'm sorry I missed you at the Osseo Gun Club. When we come back, I'll read you the email of the day. Made my day. I think you'll enjoy it, too. Because we're everywhere. And it's evidence of the fact that we are, in fact, winning. Not those idiots like Ladd Everett. And Jennifer Cruz and her DGUs will be here today. Back right after this. We'll see you in just a second. Don't go away.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, USCCAOnAir.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yeah, I got some great emails over the last few days. Lots of fun to read what you think. So I encourage you to send me emails. You can reach out to me on Twitter. Best thing to do is just send them over to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. It takes me some time sometimes to get to these, but I really enjoy reading these. I got one today. I was talking about the Pope. I said, how's that Popey changey working out for you? Because we clearly have a liberal propagandist progressive in the Vatican. And I'm not afraid to say that. I'm sure he would admit that. I don't know. A lot of liberals don't like to admit that. But clearly he's espousing and pushing, you know, this huge liberal agenda. And it's harming Catholicism, quite frankly. You got a lot of conservative Catholics upset, and they don't know what to do. I know what to do. You call it what it is. You don't not call it what it is. Don't be afraid. You call it what it is. That's how you face down these people that are trying to destroy everything you've worked for, take what you have, give it to everybody else, tell you you're greedy because you want to make as much money as you can and achieve the American dream. And if you do and have, then you're greedy and should give it back and everything else rather than just leaving you alone. I get this email here from Paul Rowe. He says, Mark, forget about the Pope and his liberal declarations. Was a Catholic most of my life and pretty much got tired of their overt assaults on firearms and firearm ownership. Took the advice of a friend and read the Bible myself, something Catholicism never encouraged, and was amazed to find so much disparity from what I was taught as a Catholic and what the Bible actually stated. Once I found this out, I started going to Bible-believing Baptist Church, who, by the way, are very gun-friendly. What is in the King James Version of the Bible is forever, and there are no worries of doctrine being changed by any Pope's current whim. Enjoy your programs. Thanks, Paul. Paul, great email. Thanks for sending that in. This is the frustration. I know you echo the frustrations of many Catholics. I got another one here. Mark, I've been trying to find a grassroots group here in Washington State. So far, I've not had any luck. Are you aware of anyone in Washington State? You know, that dawned on me. I've never looked past the Second Amendment Foundation, of course, based in Bellevue, Washington, outside Seattle. And I recommended that the letter writer, which is Glenn Bell. Glenn, thanks for the email, by the way. Contact the Second Amendment Foundation. I'm actually not aware of one other than the Second Amendment Foundation, who, of course, based in Washington, works on behalf of Washingtonians. But let me know what you find out. We communicated by email today, and I'm interested to see what you find out. I'll also keep looking. And then this one. And Sean in Dallas, you'll appreciate this one, too. This was great. Mark, just wanted to let you know that you have fans in Oregon. I took my wife to the Oregon State Fair this past weekend. As always, I carried concealed. A state trooper approached me a couple hours into our night. He asked me if I was carrying. I said yes, and asked if he wanted to see my CWP, my concealed weapons permit. He said no and mentioned that someone was concerned that I had a gun. We chatted a bit, and he ended by reaching out and offering a handshake. I accepted and said as we shook hands, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. He replied, never leave your cave without your club, while squeezing my hand a little bit. I squeezed a little bit harder and said, and never let there be a gun-free zone. We both released and at the same time said, Mark Walters. He then said, sorry, we don't have any guns on a stick at our fair, to which I replied, that's okay, I've got mine on my hip. We high-fived, and he went on his way.
Nice.
On a side note, I wish we had guns on a stick. The Dem booth could use some redecorating. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club, and never let there be a gun-free zone. That's from Dan Weber in Oregon. Dan, you know, I can't thank you enough for that email. It really, truly made my day. And I responded to him that he did, in fact, make my day. And as I was closing out the email, I put carry on, carry, and then a few dots and said, well, you know the rules, obviously. Have a wonderful day. Dan Weber, thanks for that email. You never know, do you? You just...
How cool is that?
That was great, Sean. I really enjoyed getting that. And thanks to the trooper, who I have no idea who he is, for tuning in. But obviously, he listens to the program. We really appreciate what you do out there on the streets. And remember, we are winning the battle. And because of guys and gals like you, blue lives matter. Okay? Blue lives matter. Not afraid to say that. So, all right, let's go to Jennifer Cruz. We've got some DGUs, some really good ones. Jennifer Cruz, how are you today? Great to have you here, as usual.
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. See, isn't that a fun email?
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, and we get some from you. I forwarded some for you, too. People love hearing your stories of DGUs. By the way, you can read everything Jennifer writes about that we talk about every week at guns.com. So let's start, Jennifer. What, Sean, how are we doing for time? Do we have enough time to go into one?
I got about 2 minutes.
Okay, Jennifer, how about we do this? With the 2 minutes that we have, let's set the first one up and then get into it after the break, okay? The first one is an armed suspect shot dead by victim during attempted carjacking. I just love stories like this.
Yeah, this was in Nashville. There was a couple of guys that had gone out and watched a football game, and they were standing outside of one of the guys' homes, just standing out there, you know, chit-chatting or whatever. And all of a sudden, a white Jeep rolls up with three guys inside, and one jumps out. He, you know, shoves the gun in their face and says, you know, give me all your valuables, whatever you have. One of the guys hands over his wallet, and the other guy, he hands over the keys to, he had a Chrysler 300. Well, the two other suspects, they got in the Jeep and they took off and left their buddy behind, and he had plans to take the, Chrysler that he was going to steal, you know, and be on his merry way, but it didn't quite work out how he had planned.
Okay. Well, let's stop right there because we are going to get into a break. And when we do, I don't want to interrupt it because I really do. Love stories like this. Mm-hmm. I love stories that turn out like this. And I don't know what that makes me. I really don't. Should I feel bad for Clarence Goins, the 22-year-old robber who stuffed a gun in someone's face and stole his property and may have shot and killed him because he wanted his automobile?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I should or not. I don't. And when someone like that gets the tables turned on him and winds up in a box, I get giddy. Because evil exists. And the victim in this case, I'm sure you'll agree, understood that, which is why that person was carrying a firearm.
Mm-hmm.
And because he accepted that fact, he is alive today as a result. And Nashville, Tennessee, is one less criminal that is going to harm someone else. This was a budding career from Clarence Goins, apparently, right? I guess we can make that assumption. If you're carjacking people, this was not your first rodeo.
Mm-hmm.
He knew what he was doing. He'd probably done it before. And he'd probably gotten, clearly he had gotten away with it in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And he probably started off with petty crimes and stealing small things from other people. But he was 22 years old, a budding criminal, stopped dead in his tracks. We'll find out exactly what happened when we come back with Jennifer Cruz and some more of her DGUs here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy mercy court and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamily.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Has this ever happened to you? You walk into a gun store, and by the time you walk out, you feel about 3 inches tall. All because the guy behind the counter made you feel like an idiot just because you didn't know some of the special gun terminology or what the latest product was. Well, let Concealed Carry Magazine be your crash course on everything and anything armed self-defense. So the next time you walk into that gun store, you'll walk out with your head held high. As soon as your first issue arrives, you'll find yourself immersed in unbiased gun and gear reviews and real stories from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll quickly realize Concealed Carry Magazine isn't your cookie-cutter publication. But in fact, it's a wealth of vital information you need to stay up to date and prepared. As a special bonus, if you activate your subscription today, you'll be entered to win one of four brand new handguns. Simply go to oneofourguns.com right now to activate your subscription and secure your entry to win. Hurry though, this offer won't last long. That's the number one of the number four guns.com.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says The Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com. One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6 plus 1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with two magazines and offers an optional 10 round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You too can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yeah, let me tell you what you miss if you don't read Jennifer's stuff. Okay, I'll give you a little taste of it. Authorities in Nashville are searching for two suspects wanted in connection with an attempted robbery and carjacking late Sunday night that left their accomplice dead after one of the intended targets fought back and opened fire. The second suspect got back into the Jeep. I'm going forward a little bit here. You know, let's just go let Jennifer do it. Jennifer, come on back on. Let's let you take this. Let me start you here. You left off with the Marcus Henley. He's 22 years old, was wrapping up a night out after he and a friend spent the evening enjoying football, as you said. He and his friend Maurice Harris, 33 years old, were talking as they stood outside of Harris's Nashville home at about 10:40 p.m. That's when the white Jeep Cherokee occupied by three individuals pulled up beside them and stopped on the street. Take it away from there.
And one of the guys gets out of the Cherokee, you know, and goes to rob him, carjack him. He gets the guy's wallet and the other guy's keys. Well, his two buddies take off and leave him there because, you know, he plans to take the car that he's about to steal to get out of there. But what he doesn't know is that the guy that he just took his car keys from is also carrying a gun legally. So he goes, you know, the suspect, he goes to get into the car, and he's got his gun trained on, you know, the victims there. And I guess the guy just waited for the opportune moment and pulled out his pistol. And I guess there was an exchange of gunfire. But the two victims, neither one of them were hit. Neither of them were injured. The guy trying to steal the car, he was shot dead. And, you know, police came. He was pronounced dead there on the scene, and they found the gun laying beside him. And I don't think, last I looked, they hadn't located the other two suspects. But, that just didn't quite work out how he had planned.
You know, what's the saying that you see a lot of lately? You know, play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Exactly.
You know, this guy won a body full of holes, as he deserved. He pulled the right lever, and that's, he got exactly what he deserved. And now he's dead, and Nashville is down one less criminal. And that's a beautiful thing. Congratulations to the victim, Maurice Harris, for being armed and ending this the way it should have ended. And too bad for Clarence Goines, 22. Have a nice trip. Have a nice trip. I hope you get everything coming to you in the afterlife. And I hope it hurt. Now, I don't know what that makes me, because I'm sick and tired of this. When we have law enforcement officers being slaughtered on the streets, leaving 5-year-old and 12-year-old children at the hands of evil, mm-hmm. I have no sympathy for these people.
No.
None. Absolutely none. And congratulations again to Maurice Harris. And congratulations to Nashville residents for being just a little bit safer because of a lawfully armed citizen. Now, here's the thing that you know, Jennifer, they're never going to catch the two guys in the Cherokee. Nobody has any clue who they are. No right. doubt the Cherokee was probably stolen. It was ditched. Their plan was more than likely to meet up and take the new car they got, because that's how criminals get new cars. They don't work to buy things. They steal them from law-abiding people like you and I.
Right.
And, you know, the worst thing that Maurice Harris now faces, because he's alive, is he has to clean his car up and maybe patch some holes. Maybe he'll get a new car out of the mm-hmm. deal. But good for him, and good for Nashville. Let's move to the next one in here. I just love these stories that you write. Let's start with the woman shot during domestic assault returns fatal fire on attacker. This is another great one. I love these when they turn out the right way. Go ahead.
Yeah, me too. I mean, you know, you always hear the, you know, the statistic that, you know, if there's a gun in the home and there's domestic violence or however many times likely to get killed, you know, you always mm-hmm. hear that. But you rarely hear these stories of, you know, these women that fight back and they're alive because they did so. And this is one of those stories. This is out of Jackson, Ohio. This woman, boyfriend was leaving her home. It's about 7 o'clock in the morning. He was leaving her house. She was still inside. She had a 2-year-old daughter. They were still inside asleep. As her boyfriend was leaving the house, this other man came up and just started attacking him. The suspect, he was armed with a gun, and he also had a knife, and he brutally just stabbed this guy, just hacked him up, is how the authorities described it.
Okay, so the man who happened up to the woman and her boyfriend who was leaving hacked up the guy, stabbed the guy, and murdered him.
Right.
The woman's boyfriend.
The criminal, he was acquainted with the woman somehow.
Of course,
The details there are kind of sketchy, but during the course of their altercation, you know, the woman inside, she hears the screaming and everything, so she locks her door, she goes in, she gets a, she's got a .380 caliber handgun, she locks herself in there. Well, after this guy is done hacking up her boyfriend, he forces his way inside the house. And, you know, she's got a 2-year-old daughter in there, too. So there was an exchange of gunfire. He actually shot her once in the stomach, but she shot back, and she killed him. you know, cops got there, you know, he was pronounced dead. He was actually wanted by authorities at the time for aggravated robbery, sexual battery, and abduction for an incident that happened earlier with that woman and her two-year-old daughter.
You know, this sounds like a stalking case almost. I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
The woman was critically wounded during this vicious, vicious attack. She's 22 years old. And the two dead men, David Hoover, 54, and Paul Christian, 52. So, not that the ages, you know, make any difference, but these are two, you know, clearly much older men than her. You know, nothing, who knows? I mean, I'm not making, passing any judgment there whatsoever. But it would seem to me to be a stalking incident. It sounds like that anyway. I don't know. Maybe not. I have no idea. But
yeah, and the police said that they had gone to the house multiple times. There had been, you know, multiple incidences with the two there. So there was some sort of history there. And like I said, the details were kind of sketchy. Like on, you know, one source said that it was that the guy was the father of the child, and then another source said it was her uncle. So I'm not really sure what the relationship was there exactly, but there was some sort of relationship there. So yeah, I mean they were known to each other and they had history.
Okay, yeah, you have in your piece a photo of one of these guys. Some quoting from your piece. Some reports say Paul Christian was Adkins' uncle, while others indicate he was the father of her child. So we don't know what's going on here. We'll leave that, and you know, maybe we'll follow up with it. Here's a couple takeaways from this. First, police believe that Adkins then closed the door, locked it, and went to retrieve a .380 caliber handgun. That's exactly what we teach people to do when you have when we talk with individuals like Rob Pincus and other trainers who tell you retreat to a safe place, lock the door, and grab your gun, have a cell phone handy, maybe the flashlight, whatever it is you have there that you can get your hands on. In this case, she did that. She retrieved the .380 caliber. Now, here's something else I want to take away and impart to you wherever you are. A .380, well, what you doing with that mouse gun? Okay, listen, I carry a .22 North American Arms Mini on me. I've purchased many of them. But I carry a North American Arms Mini .22 caliber on me at all times as a backup to whatever I have. They are amazing little pieces. You can pick and choose whichever one you want. I happen to be partial to those because they're easy to carry in a warm climate, regardless of what you're wearing. But I've had people say to me, oh, a .22 Magnum, why are you carrying that mouse gun? My response to that is, well, here, step back 6 feet, let me shoot you twice in the chest with it and once in the forehead, and tell me what you think about the mouse gun.
Right.
Of course, no one has said, okay, because it's not a mouse gun when it's firing at you, is my point, okay? So carry what you're comfortable with and use it to save your life, God forbid, if you have to. Some great takeaways from this piece. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues in the last segment coming up with Jennifer Cruz and her DGUs. Check her out at guns.com.
You and I both know concealed carry is a serious subject, and being prepared to protect your family when it matters most means more than just being a good shot at the range. And that's why 135,000 of your fellow responsibly armed Americans already read Concealed Carry Magazine from cover to cover, including my columns. A subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine isn't just an entire year of unbiased gun and gear reviews. It's so much more. It's real stories from real people who carry concealed every single day, just like you and I. It's life-saving information that'll keep you up to date and prepared, and most importantly, it'll help you be ready and confident to protect your family if you're ever faced with a life or death situation. Begin your subscription today, and not only will you be looking forward to a full year of America's number one publication for responsibly armed citizens, but you'll also automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this offer won't last long, so go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one and the number four, oneofourguns.com, to activate your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. Again, that's oneofourguns.com.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant. Often imitated, but never duplicated, the Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
As Americans, you have the right to bear arms. You also have the right to have and cook great food. Hey, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and I just launched a great cooking guide. It's called Try This Dish. Why not spice up your dinner? All you got to do is go to irfnews.com. It's chock full of recipes, DIY kitchen tips, everything that's got to do with cooking. That's Try This Dish at irfnews.com. Give it a try today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
There are a couple things we took away. I told you the 380, the caliber of the gun. Well, what you do with that mouse gun? There's no such thing as a mouse gun. All guns are powerful, and all guns are dangerous. You keep that in mind and remember that for two reasons. Number one, you carry what you're comfortable with. It's better to have it than not have it, regardless of the caliber. Don't ever be afraid to carry whatever caliber gun you want, whatever you're comfortable with. Don't let anybody try to persuade you differently, that you need anything different than what you're comfortable with. Make that caliber the largest you can comfortably carry, but don't be dissuaded from carrying anything or nothing because somebody said it's a mouse gun. Don't listen to that person. That person doesn't have a clue. Yeah, they're mouse guns. We call them mouse guns because they're small caliber. But I can promise you nobody wants to get shot with mouse guns, and plenty of people are underground because of mouse guns, both good and bad, unfortunately. But there's something else to take away from this, Jennifer Cruz from guns.com, and that's the last couple sentences or last sentence of your piece. And I think we need to go there, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Neighborhood residents, many of whom believed their small town was immune from such acts, were shocked and saddened to hear about the incident. But Jackson Mayor Randy Heath told a local ABC affiliate, quoting him, "We all know in today's world, an incident like this can happen anytime, anywhere." Jackson Mayor Randy Heath gets it.
doesn't he, Jennifer?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You write about plenty of stories like this that happen behind gated communities, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
This can happen to you wherever you live, wherever you happen to be. While the odds may decrease in certain areas, don't ever get caught in that mindset that it only happens to somebody else. You must accept that evil exists and that evil can and will find you, or you will never be able to take your personal security and safety seriously. You have to understand that, no matter who you are and where you live. Don't ever forget that. So Mayor Randy Jackson, or Randy Jackson, where did that, oh, it's Jackson Mayor Randy Heath. Ooh, he gets it. So thanks to him. Okay, there's another great story here that you wrote about. And the guy didn't get killed, but it's a repeat burglary victim buys a gun, uses it later that day during a break-in. Tell us what happened here.
Yeah, this was in Rockland, Maine. This man, he's 67 years old. He is disabled, and he's in a wheelchair. He said that he thinks that he's targeted for burglaries a lot because he thinks that, you know, because he is disabled, that people look at him as an easy target. And then he's also, he uses a lot of prescriptions, and those are, you know, as we know, people are after those a lot. So he had actually been, his house had been broken into 5 times altogether. So on Monday, he decided he was fed up with all this, and he went and got himself a gun. And later on that night, someone broke into his house. So he said he was asleep. It was about midnight, and he woke up to some, you know, unusual noises. He looked in through his apartment, and he saw a shadowy figure, you know, go from the kitchen into the living room. So he got his gun that he had just purchased, you know, not 12 hours earlier. He had it tucked up under his pillow, so he got it, went into the living room where the guy was, and the suspect, he was in there. He was rummaging through the guy's prescription bottles in there in his living room. So he confronted him, and, you know, he pulled the gun on him, and he told him, he said, "You sit down and you wait while I call the police, and if you move, I will blow your brains out."
Gotta love that quote. Gotta love that quote.
Yeah. So the guy sat down. He sat down, and the homeowner, he, you know, got on the phone, called 911. So while he was on the phone with the 911 dispatcher, the guy got the genius idea that he was going to try to make a run for it. And the guy, you know, he kept good on his promise, and he fired a single shot, and he hit him in the shoulder. The guy, the criminal, he ran out of the apartment, and he took off, you know, leaving a trail of blood behind him. And the police actually found him just a short time later there. He was hiding out in a wooded area there close by. So they took him to the hospital. It was a non-life-threatening wound, but he was actually on probation, or he was on parole. He had just gotten out of after serving 9 months for a felony domestic violence assault case. So he sounds like a winner.
Yeah. this is another takeaway from this one. We see this recurring theme.
Oh yeah.
In a lot of these stories. In fact, most of these stories, we see the recurring theme. Criminal out on probation after serving a fraction of his time. This guy served 9 months of an original 3-year sentence for felony domestic violence assault.
Yeah, and that wasn't his first offense either.
Yeah, again, not this guy's first rodeo. It never is. It never is. These guys ride the bull frequently in rodeos. This is what they do for a living. We have to understand this. And this is what you have to accept. You must take these lessons away from when you hear these stories from Jennifer. If you read them at guns.com, and I highly recommend that you do that. Jennifer, a couple things. Number one, good for him for having the gun. He hit him in the shoulder. Good for him for actually, clearly he didn't have any time to practice or train with his firearm. And I don't know what his background with firearms is. It was a revolver that he was carrying. You said in the piece it was a Russian-made revolver. So, you know, we could find that. I don't have George on find out. I don't know what kind of gun it was. The fact is he had a gun, and he used it to save his life.
Mm-hmm.
And he used it to put this guy
down. When you've got somebody that's wanting prescription medication from you, these are very dangerous individuals.
Oh, absolutely.
You know it. You write about it. These are people who will stop at nothing because they are desperate for whatever it is you have.
Right.
These are addicted individuals. The odds do not work well. They're not in your favor when somebody like this is willing to come into your home. These are dangerous people, and if they're shot and killed, they deserve everything they get. No sympathy for them whatsoever. This guy, Wildhaber, or Wildhaber, whatever his name is, really don't care how he pronounces it, is very lucky that he wasn't hit with a center mass shot, because he wouldn't be standing there holding the whatever county jail thing that the loser is holding at this point. But, you know, again, Jennifer, great work. Thank you very much for bringing us these pieces. We're going to run out of time here. We won't have enough for the next one, but that's something that we can carry over with you maybe for next week. Let me see. Maybe we do have enough time. Sean, what are we looking at time-wise? Probably about, so you should be able to say 2 minutes and 18 seconds. Okay. You should be able to tell me that. But that's okay. Let's see. Do we have enough time for a woman shot during domestic? We got that.
2 minutes.
2 minutes. He just told us 2 minutes.
Shot, I'm sorry.
Victim shot, carjacking. 1 minute. Okay, you can go.
Got the armed resident. Protect six people, including the baby.
Do it. You got 1 minute. Do it.
Okay, yeah, this was just, there were six people hanging out in an apartment. They had a one-month-old baby with them. Two guys burst into the apartment, demanded, you know, all their valuables or whatever. They ended up getting into a scuffle with one of the residents there. The resident pulled out a gun. He said, hey, you guys go away, get out of my apartment. One of the guys took his advice and left. The other guy decided he was going to hang out there and stay. Kept scuffling with the guys. The resident ended up shooting the guy and killed him. The father of the baby, he said, you know, my friend didn't hesitate. He knew I had a baby in there, and he shot the guy. And they were apparently friends at some point, and, you know, their friendship went away somewhere. I don't know.
It clearly did. I'm going to have to stop you there because that was the quickest 2 minutes I've ever seen. But the theme, the recurring theme, people are alive today because someone had a gun. Guns are good. Guns save lives. Thousands of lives every day across this country. Don't forget it. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club, and never let there be a gun-free zone wherever you are. See you tomorrow.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.